VoiceOver's Braille support. Using the same Bluetooth technology that makes it possible to connect a keyboard to your iPhone, you can also connect a Braille display. VoiceOver supports Freedom Scientific's popular Focus Blue family of Braille displays, and in this module, I'll be using a Focus 40 Blue to demonstrate the Braille display support built into VoiceOver. Freedom Scientific offers 14, 40, and 80 cell versions of the Focus Blue. If you're used to the Focus Blue with JAWS, you'll find that some of the commands in VoiceOver are different, even to the extent that some of the buttons perform different functions. This is because the screen reader has full control over the functions each control performs. Similarly, Braille translation is handled by the screen reader, in this case, VoiceOver, and not the Braille display. So you'll find that entering contracted Braille exhibits different behavior from JAWS. That said, let's demonstrate how we get the Focus Blue paired with your iPhone. To do that, we'll go to VoiceOver Settings, and I'll ask Siri to take us there. Open VoiceOver Settings.
Let's take a look at the settings for VoiceOver.
Settings, Accessibility, Back button.
We need to locate the Braille settings in VoiceOver Settings to pair our Focus 40 Blue. This is a little bit different from how you would pair most Bluetooth devices, which you would generally do from the Bluetooth screen. In this case, because Braille is specifically a VoiceOver function, VoiceOver Settings handle the pairing. I work with Braille quite a lot, and I found that if I put my finger on the Home button and then drag my finger upwards, I can generally locate the Braille settings quite easily, so I'll try that.
Braille button.
There's the option for Braille settings. I'll double tap.
VoiceOver, back button.
There are a bunch of Braille settings, and we'll discuss them in a moment, but I'd like to get my Braille display connected first. To do that, I'm going to perform a four-finger single tap towards the bottom of the screen.
Focus 40BT, E81888C, not paired button.
It's found my Braille display, which is sitting here, and it's the Focus 40BT, and there is a unique Bluetooth address that is being displayed. I'm going to double tap that, and when I do, it's going to attempt to make a connection to the Focus 40 Blue and ask me to enter a PIN. In the case of the Focus family of products, the PIN is always four zeros, so I'm going to enter those four zeros and then find the button that completes the pairing.
Focus 40BT, E81888C, pairing. Secure, text field, is editing, insertion point at start.
It's asking for the PIN, and the zero was right at the bottom of the screen, just above the home button.
Zero, 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 zero.
I'll go to the top of the screen with a four-finger single tap.
Enter PIN, cancel button. Focus 40BT, pair button.
There's the pair button.
Pair. Selected, Braille, Focus 40BT, E81888C, connected button.
And you heard a sound, and that's the sound that VoiceOver will make when it has detected a Braille display. And on the Braille display, which is in front of me on the Focus 40 Blue, I'm now able to read Focus 40 E8D1888C connected. And so I'm able to read in Braille what is on the screen of my iPhone. In some cases, Apple adheres to some pretty standard Braille conventions that have been adopted over the years. One of them is that if I perform a dots 1, 2, 3 chord, that is to say press dot 1, 2, 3 in conjunction with the spacebar, I'll get to the top of the screen.
VoiceOver, back button.
Now I'm going to navigate down the screen by pressing the right-hand nav rocker on the Focus 40 Blue. This is essentially the same as flicking right with the touchscreen.
Braille, heading.
We're going to explore the settings.
Braille display output, contracted, button.
Here we can configure the kind of Braille display output that we wish to view on our display. It's currently set to contracted. To take a look at the choices, we need to double tap on the screen. We can do this from the Braille display in a couple of ways. Above the Braille display output contracted button, there are some cursor routing keys on the Focus 40 Blue. If we press any of these cursor routing keys above the prompt, then that will double tap the item. You can also press either of the mode buttons above the nav rocker on the Focus 40 Blue. So I'm going to press one of the cursor routing keys.
Braille, back button.
Now that we're in the screen, I'll use the right-hand nav rocker to move through the screen.
Braille display output, heading.
This is just like flicking right on the touchscreen.
Uncontracted 6-dot Braille. Uncontracted 8-dot Braille. selected, contracted braille.
Those are the three choices that are available, and I'm happy with contracted braille. It's what I've grown up with and it's what I'm used to. If we were using the touch screen, we would perform a two-finger scrub gesture. I can press B chord on the braille display.
Braille, braille display output, contracted, button.
And that does the same thing. You may be able to remember this mnemonically because the B chord stands for back. B chord is a generic command, so you can use that with any braille display that you pair with your iPhone. There's also a Focus Blue specific command, and that is to press the left selector button, and that will also execute the two-finger scrub gesture, or in other words, press the back button. Let's continue to move through the screen. I will press the right-hand nav rocker button.
Braille display input, contracted, button.
Similarly, we can choose our braille display input type. It's currently set to contracted. Let's see what we have. I'm going to press the mode button this time to double tap the item.
Braille, back button.
Either the left or the right hand mode button above the nav rockers will work.
Braille display input, heading. Uncontracted 6-dot braille. Uncontracted 8-dot braille. Selected, contracted braille.
Some people prefer to read in contracted braille, but to write in uncontracted braille because there is less room for ambiguity if you're writing in uncontracted braille. So if that suits you, you can go ahead and choose 6-dot or 8-dot uncontracted braille. There's another setting here that is important to look at and understand.
Selected. Automatic braille translation on.
The automatic braille translation setting is only available when you've selected contracted input. When this setting is on, VoiceOver will back translate from contracted braille either after the spacebar is pressed or following a short pause. This can produce undesirable results if you don't braille quickly enough for VoiceOver. I'm going to demonstrate this feature now, and now I'm going to open a note. So I'll ask Siri to do that. Open notes.
Notes. Notes. Folders. Heading.
I'm going to use the right-hand nav rocker to locate my notes folder.
Edit. D-I-C-L-O-U-D. Heading. Notes. 65 notes. Button.
I'll double tap by pressing the mode button above that nav rocker.
Notes. Back button.
Now I'm going to look for the new notes button, which is located at the bottom of the screen. The easy way to get to that is to press DOT's 4-5-6 chord, which is a pretty standard braille note-taker convention for getting to the bottom of the screen.
New note button.
And there's the new note button. So this time I'm going to press one of the cursor routing keys above new note.
Back button. Note. Text field is editing. Character mode. Insertion point at start.
I'm able to input text in braille now, and I can feel the braille cursor blinking up and down at the left-hand side of the braille display. I'm going to braille the word hello. I'll type a dot 6 for my capital letter, and now the letter H, and I'm going to pause.
Have.
And eventually VoiceOver said have, and that's indeed what's being displayed in braille on the screen now. So what's happened here is that because I paused after writing the letter H, because the automatic translation feature was enabled, it has expanded that one letter H to its single letter contracted equivalent, which is the word have. So if you tend to braille on the slow side, you will definitely want to disable this feature. When you do that, the braille is kind of stored in a buffer until you press the spacebar or DOT's 4-5 chord, just in case you want to perform the translation in the middle of a word for some reason. And you can backspace to your heart's content, you can take as long as you want, and then when you press the spacebar or DOT's 4-5 chord, the translation takes place at that point. I'm going to go back into my settings, and I'm going to do it from the braille display. To do that, I'm going to press H chord, which is how I press the home button from the braille display. But since I want to invoke the app switcher, I'm going to press H chord.